getting ready for the big game, Coach. I bet you can't wait for this one to tip off, can you?
No, I cannot. I'm pretty stoked about this one.
And you ever right to. Boy, this team's playing some great basketball down the stretch, going back to your district final there in Kearney against, you know, always a great program and what Humphrey and Lindsay Holy family's done over the past couple of years. But your team played great defense, holding the 36 points. That was a great win there at Kearney High, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, we played really well in the first and the third and the fourth quarter, but second quarter they kind of made a big run and got back in it, and we kind of regrouped at halftime and came out with guns blazing, and I thought did a really good job on the defensive end and on the offensive end.
A win puts you back in the state tournament, Coach. You had a feeling after the ball game. I think you talked to Mark and Bob about that. You had a feeling it was going to be Elm Creek in the first round, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, the ironic thing about that is I've known Tanner forever, and we trade a lot of tape, and we kind of even made the clip early in the season that it would be kind of ironic that we'd be playing each other at the end of the season in Lincoln. So, and here we are.
That team's had a nice year, 19-5. They'll be their first state tournament. And they went by 2021, so it's been a couple of a year. They had a year off last year, but a team that they've got a lot of weapons, don't they?
They do. They're senior heavy. Excuse me. They have a really nice player in Erickson. He's a senior. He's their post player. He does a really nice job around the basket. Then they got a really nice player in Sith. He does a really good job of slashing. And then they got some other contributors outside. They got about six guys that average between 6 and 9 points. So it's going to be tough to key on. They're kind of a carbon copy of us, except we have just maybe a little bit more height than they do.
I think I talked that with Tanner and asked him what the team they compared with, and I think he said very comparable to your team. So what's going to give? What do you have to do better in this game? Maybe you hadn't been doing in some of the games like the Maywood-Hays Center games. What do you got to do better in this one?
Well, I think, one, we're going to have to check out a little bit better. I mean, they're very aggressive on the boards, and, again, we're going to have to stay out of foul trouble. I think that's going to be a big key, and if we can stay out of foul trouble, I think we're going to be all right. Got to play good defense. We've been playing that year all along, and we've been playing that way all year long. So I kind of like our chances, and we're going to go hard and do our best.
And, of course, Corbin Horner's locks up on the best offensive player. I take it he's on the Erickson kid in this one?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to put your best defender on their best player and see what happens.
And that was the big key in the Humphrey and Lindsay Holy family. You had locked him in on their best player, and he came through for you.
He did. He absolutely did. And he's done that all year. And he has really done that all year. And, I don't know if anybody's ever got the better of him this year. So he locks him down, and if we can do that and hold Erickson under his average and hold Smith under their average, I think we got a good chance today.
Tough bracket, Coach. You got St. Pat's, and that Meade game is not an easy chore for them. You got your game, and then the two on the other side of the bracket with some good teams involved. This is a tough D1 bracket, isn't it?
I think this is the most wide open field I've seen since I've been coaching in Dundee County. So, you know, it could be anybody's on any given day. It could be their day, and you know, each one is going to be tough. And I mean, I would love to see our pack final in the final.
That would be terrific. You and Maywood-Hays Center on the other side as well. 10:45 in the morning. You happy with that, or is it no big deal?
I don't think that's a big deal. I think when you get to that level, you want to play. You get to play whenever they tell you to, and I think the kids are excited about doing that.
Should be a great atmosphere. I know a number of DCS folks are going to be making their way. That gym's going to be packed with them all day long, won't they?
Well, it will be, and I mean, it's going to be a new experience for these kids. They get to play down at the Pinnacle, and I'm excited for that. I'm excited for these kids to do that and what memories these kids are going to make.
Coach, always a pleasure having the airwaves. Best of luck. Go out and get a big win.
Thanks, Rich. Always a pleasure.